Today, the topic of what we want to talk about is still not very clear to me because I came up with two topics. I'll tell you the two and you'll choose the one you prefer. So first of all, I wanted to call it peace with ourselves. And I also wanted to call it loving out of an empty tank. I'm still not very clear which title to give it, but everybody can decide what title wants to give it. As I usually do, I'll start with a summary and a conclusion of the whole talk for today. And I want us to get our summary from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 3. Romans, chapter 12, verse 3. I would read in English. Romans, chapter 12, verse 3. For by grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. So in this part of the Bible, we see that we should not think of ourselves more highly than we ought, but we should think of ourselves with sober judgment. What I want to say today is that we should not think of ourselves lower than we ought, that we are worthy, and we are worthy because we have Jesus Christ, and we should be at peace with ourselves. So this part of the Bible is telling us not to think of ourselves highly than we ought. However, I'm now telling you also in the same vein, don't think of yourself lower than you ought because we are worthy. We should rather think of ourselves with sober judgment. When we think of the word peace and love, we sing about peace every day, we talk about peace every day, we hear about peace every day, and love also. We write about these things, but if we sincerely think about it, do we experience it? Do we experience peace in our hearts with ourselves? And do we, when we talk about peace, we know what it means in our head. However, in our hearts, do we experience it? Do we experience it in our daily life? When we are with ourselves, we experience peace with ourselves. Every day we hear about peace between nations or war between nations or peace between groups, peace between couples. What about peace with ourselves? How is our experience in this regard? Again, I'd like us to remember what Christ said in the book of John chapter 14, verse 27. John 14, 27. I'll read. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid. This is Jesus Christ telling us that our hearts should not be troubled, and he's leaving us with peace. God clearly wants us to be in peace with ourselves. The question is, are we living this peace? When we ask ourselves the question, how am I experiencing peace and love for myself? Are we truly living it like the Bible said to us? The word peace in the Bible is mentioned about 353 times. This certainly is an indication that peace is important. And also Jesus Christ talked about it. So if it is this important, are we happy with ourselves? Are we at ease with ourselves? Can I sleep with myself? And can I go to work happy and say, yeah, nothing is missing in my life, everything is in order and everything is fine? If we look at the Bible, we'll see that the Bible talks about peace with God, which is God has forgiven us of our sins and he loves us and there's no war and conflict is over and we should love God. I think if we ask ourselves if we have peace with God, to a certain extent, yeah, we have been forgiven of our sins, we are baptized, and by virtue of the fact that we are Christians, we can say, yeah, we are living at peace with God. And if we look at it from the point of view of peace with one another, peace with our fellow humans, it's about being able to live not in conflict with one another. So in our homes, with our children, with our friends, we can have a bond with one another and not be in conflict. Because when there's conflict, it means everything is going wrong. It's going to go wrong. However, if we think about it from, so we see peace with other people. Okay, If two people are sitting together in one room and they're not fighting, it means they are at peace, we can say that. But what about peace with myself? Am I happy with myself? When I think about, yeah, my life, am I good? Can I say, yeah, everything is fine? I don't talk down on myself and I can say, yeah, I am achieving the things I want, I'm accomplishing the things I want, and I have this internal peace in myself. Many people cannot say they are at peace with themselves. Are we amongst these people? As Christians, we should have peace with ourselves. We should not be entangled in all kinds of situations and circumstances that can be damaging to our life. Because I think if I don't have peace with myself, then I can self-harm and I can do things that are not in my best interest. Now the question is, how can I find peace with myself? What do I need to do to get peace with myself? If we read from the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Matthew 11, 28 to 30. I'll read. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and I am humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Based on this verse, I can say that the only way we can get peace for ourselves is by building a relationship with Christ. It's by our relationship with Christ, and there is no other way. Can I get inner peace with myself considering how much money I spend? Maybe I spend money, take a trip to Dubai, or buy a new yacht or a new Porsche car. Will this help me find peace? Or maybe I need to go somewhere to find peace, to a club or to a bar or even to church. Will I find peace from this basis? Doesn't mean if I go to church every maybe 7 days a week, I'll find peace in myself. No, I will find it if I have this good relationship with Christ. Will I find it from people, maybe people in church or friends or family? Not really. The inner peace we are seeking is in Christ, and I'm urging all of us to build that strong relationship with Christ and thereby find this inner peace. If we look at our past, we've talked a lot about loving each other, but we've not really talked about loving ourselves. How can I love myself? Maybe because we think that it's natural, everybody loves themselves, or we think it's a given. We naturally we don't have to put any effort to love ourselves. However, I'm encouraging you that we cannot love our neighbors until we love ourselves first. If we want to love our neighbors, we should first love ourselves, then go forward to love our neighbors. I will read 1 John chapter 4 from verse 19 to 21. 1 John 4, 19. We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, but hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. I'm sure everybody knows this passage of the Bible. You have to first love your brother before you can love God. Now think about it. If you do not love yourself first, how can you even think of loving your brother before loving God? So this is an earnest plea for us to think about this topic. How can I love myself more? The more I can love myself, then I can love my brother. I can love my neighbors. We as people, we have the tendency to love others. Yeah, I remember a brother in this church telling me how, yeah, maybe from childhood, being taught to love everybody else first, do everything, put everything to ensure that your counterpart, your brother or your sister is happy. This is good. However, do not allow yourself to burn out doing this. Remember yourself and, yeah, do good for yourself. If we remember the Great Commission, the Bible tells us in the Great Commission that we should go into the world and spread the gospel. This means we should try to save the whole world. We should try to love the whole world. But before we can go out and love the whole world, we should remember that charity begins at home. And this means we should love ourselves first. love our brother, then we can love the world, and then we can love God. And remember, we should remember to do it in this order. Love yourself first. Give yourself all the love you can. When your cup is full, then you pour it into your brother, and by this, we can show love to God. How can we pursue inner peace? How can we pursue inner peace? If we look at the book of Psalm 34, verse 14, it's a very short verse. Psalm 34, verse 14. It says that we should seek peace and pursue it. So it does not just say we should seek peace. After we finish seeking it, we should pursue it. This means we should put effort. We should put work into achieving this inner peace. We should not just sit and say, okay, the concept of inner peace exists. Even after finding out that this concept exists, we should still put work to ensure that we love ourselves first. And yeah, another thing is if you, people who are couples or people who are in friendships or relationships with one another, you will see, if somebody loves you, you will know, because love is expressed. So if this person loves me, I think I'll know, because there's a way he expresses it and there's a way I receive it. If we think about this with respect to self-love, how do I express self-love? How do I express this love to myself? I know of the concept of the, I think it's 5 love languages or so, I'm not sure. But yeah, giving gifts, words of affirmation, and spending quality time with other people. This is the signs of love towards other people. What about the signs of love to ourselves? When was the last time I gave a gift to myself? When was the last time I said positive affirmations to myself? When was the last time I spent quality time with myself? So this is me trying to encourage us that we should remember to love ourselves. As we are loving other people and as we are struggling to love God, we should remember to have that inner peace and to love ourselves. And remember, I want to also bring about the concept of the ripple effect. If I am not able to love myself, this means I might be self-harming. I might be unhappy. And this, my unhappiness can move and affect other people. My unhappiness can cause chaos in the world, because if I'm not happy as a single unit, how can I go in and make other people happy and make the world a better place? So remember that if we do not have internal peace, then we will have conflict, and this is not good. Remember that if you want to change the world, you should dress your bed first. So if you want to go out and love the world, if you want to go out and save the world, we should remember to save ourselves first and love ourselves first. Remember that we are adequate. God loves us, and yeah, we can achieve this internal peacefulness. Sometimes I feel like I am unworthy. I don't deserve this, or I feel like I don't fit in any group, or I feel like I cannot even accept congratulations because maybe I look down on myself. I am judging myself too low. But as Christians, I think God does not want us to think about ourselves in this way. He loves us, he's our savior, and our worth is defined in him. We are adequate, and yeah, we can love ourselves and treat ourselves right. I think self-love starts with accepting the question, accepting ourselves for who we are. So if Jesus Christ has already loved us, if Jesus Christ as our Savior has already given us all this love, why do we need to self-doubt? Why do we need to castigate ourselves and push ourselves down? When we came before, I'm sure everybody here baptized not as a child, so we baptized as adults. When we came to Christ, he did not ask us, yeah, you are a sinner, let's see first if we can accept you into the kingdom or not. What did Jesus do? He accepts us immediately, just the way we are. So we are adequate, and if God has accepted us the way we are, we can also accept ourselves the way we are and love ourselves. And yeah, the way we act, maybe I don't like the way I act, maybe I don't like the way I look, maybe I don't like the way I dress. Maybe I don't like something I'm doing, but I'm still a child of God. And all these things I'm doing do not stop me from being a child of God. So I'm encouraging us today to accept ourselves the way we are, stop thinking of ourselves in negative light. We should think of ourselves in positive light. And first of all, that love we want to give to others, let us give ourselves first. When we are full and running over, then we can pour into others. If we think about this question in depth, do we truly recognize that we need self-love? Do we recognize that? Do I agree that I need self-love? Or are there people among us who say, okay, yeah, I don't need self-love, I'm fine, I can go give all the love to everybody? But I think that this is just a recipe for burnout. And I want us to consciously, keyword is conscious, to consciously think about this and to consciously give ourselves self-love, because we might agree that the opposite of love is hate, but you do not necessarily need to take a knife and put in your stomach to hate yourself. You, by virtue of the fact that you withdraw love from yourself, by virtue of the fact that you are not giving love to yourself, you might be self-hating. Therefore, I'm encouraging us to consciously give ourselves love. I'm also encouraging us to think about this topic, learn and understand about this topic. Ask yourself this question: Do I love myself enough? Am I actively giving myself love? I want to learn and understand this. Am I at war with myself? Why did I wake up on the wrong side of my bed this morning? Why do I feel this way? Maybe if we self-reflect more and we spend more quiet time with God, we do this consciously, we will understand the answers to these questions. And when we do, then we can start to love ourselves more. So I want to remind us again that we should accept ourselves the way we are. We should accept all the trials and difficulties that we are currently facing. I want to love myself, and I want to use this love to transform myself from where I am to the place that I want to be. So remember in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, that love is patient and love is kind. So if I have done something wrong, I can be patient with myself, I can be kind with myself, and I can believe that God accepts me with my sins. Therefore, I can also accept myself with my sins. I'll be patient with myself. I'll be kind to myself, not only to others, but also to myself. And I will try to act to make myself a better person. However, while doing this, I'm patient and I'm kind with myself. So also, I would like to encourage us to make sure that filling ourselves up first is priority, because we cannot give love from an empty tank. So if I want to give love, I want to give joy, I want to make the other person happy, I have to do this to myself first. I make myself happy, I ensure that I'm happy with myself first, and then I can take it further and give to my brother and give it to the next person. So I'm calling on us to self-reflect and, yeah, fill ourselves with love, then go and pass it on to your brother, to the church, and to God. Let us care for ourselves. Let us care for our bodies, because our body is the temple of the Lord. And if it's the temple of the Lord, we should care for it. And yeah, we always do a lot of good things for other people. But what are you doing for yourself? Are you, these good things you've done to this person, you bought a shoe maybe for your child. Maybe you can buy one shoe for yourself also. It's okay to do that. And yeah, I'm sure we know these sentences like, go out and serve, go out and love, go out and do good things. I want to encourage you today that you should go out and be served. You should go out and be loved, and you should accept good things. You should go out and also be a loved kid. You can also accept love for yourself. You should refresh yourself, and you should care for yourself. Victor, I see you're writing a lot of things. I cannot read it now, sorry. Something else that I think is important is how we talk to ourselves, how we talk to ourselves. If we look at the book of 1 John chapter 3, verse 15, it says that he that hates his brother is worse than a murderer. And I'm wondering, I catch myself doing this. Most times I say to myself, I'm so stupid, what's wrong with me, I'm a goat. But I think these affirmations are not right. And most of us are responsible. We do this. We do this. So I'm just trying to call on ourselves not to talk down on yourself, not to say negative things to yourself, because imagine, he that hates his brother is worse than a murderer. Think about he that hates himself. And remember that hate is not necessarily doing bad. It is withdrawing love. It is not showing love. So if you're not showing love to yourself, it could mean that you hate yourself. And if you hate your brother, you are worse than a murderer. Then if you hate yourself, how can we translate this? Therefore, I'm calling on us to talk good things to ourselves. Don't talk down on yourself. And sometimes I know these words come out. Yeah, just love yourself more. And in summary, again, I would like to say that the only key takeaways I want you to take from this short talk is that you should love yourself, you should love others, and then love God. You cannot love your brother if you do not first actively and consciously show love to yourself. And then be at peace with yourself, because only when you are at peace with yourself, you can give peace further to others. And also remember to fill your cup through self-reflection, self-love, self-care. Spend more time with God. And then when your cup is full, when the content of your cup is full, you can fill it to your neighbors. Yeah, that's the short sharing I wanted to do with you. Remember to love yourself and then also love God. Thank you very much. Let us sing a song now. Andre, please help us.